Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Well, thank you for joining me today. You know, I was thinking the last few weeks we've talked about, let's see, private mortgage insurance. We talked about appraisals. We've talked about birds. We've talked about your health. So today I want to talk about is credit and how it affects you, because credit is so important in our lives today. It is extremely important that you monitor it, you know what it is, and that you keep it as good as you possibly can. And then I want to talk about some of the things that happen with credit, and then how maybe we can help you, find out how to improve your credit a little bit and help you in that way. But when you look at your credit, one of the things when you look at the credit, I had a customer not too long ago call me and say, hey, I looked at my credit and it's an 870. And I know it is because I just looked at it 2 weeks ago. And I'm sure on the system that they looked at it on, it was an 870. But on a mortgage, they run from 350 to 850. So an 870 is not possible. So it's a different algorithm. And it's one of the problems you run into sometimes when you run your credit online, is that they aren't using the same credit scoring model. So if you look at a scoring model that you're looking at and it says it goes from, 600 to 1200, whatever that it is, if it's not 350 to 850, it's not really an accurate credit score for what anybody in the mortgage industry uses. And I don't believe in the cars, when you're buying a car, they use it that way either. That's not the credit scores they use. So you have to be, you want to know what your credit score is, but you want to know what it actually is and what people use. And I hear that one of the reasons that they give you those scores is because people aren't going to go out and brag about having a 620, but they will go out and brag about having an 820. And so they change them, they make them a little higher so that you tell others about it and say, hey, go to this system. You can get your score. And that's what they're after. So just be careful of that. Just know that is something that's out there, because you really want to know your credit score. And let's talk about the credit score and what affects it. The first thing that's going to affect your credit score, and this actually affects your credit score 35%, and it's the payment history. So I'll have somebody tell me, listen, I've never missed a payment. And that's fantastic. That affects the credit score 35%. And so this is telling you it's very important that you don't miss payments. The number one payment not to miss is a mortgage. Number two would be any, second mortgage or home equity line of credit. Three would be car payments, things like that, and then credit cards. But you really don't want to miss payments. And you really don't want to make them more than 30 days late. One of the nice things about the credit bureau is they don't allow it to be reported until it's 30 days late. So if you make a payment on the 29th day, you may have been late and you may have to pay a late charge, but it's not going to show up on your credit going in the future. It does show up in your credit while you're late. It'll show up that it says, this payment has not been received, whatever it says, and it's not there yet. But once you pay it, if it's less than 30 days, it should not show up in your credit and it should not affect your credit score. So that's extremely important. And that payment history, paying those things on time, is 35% of your score. So it is the most important piece of your credit score. See, the next piece is the amount of debt that you carry. And this is more on your revolving debt. So your credit card debt. And this is 30% of your credit score. So it is also a big number. It's a big piece of it. So right there is 65% of your credit score in those two items. Now, the amount of debt that you carry it's kind of a misnomer, because it says it's amount of debt, but it really isn't. It's more about the amount of debt that you have compared to your credit limits. for instance, if you had $5,000 in credit limits and you had $4,000 in outstanding credit on that card, that would really affect your credit score. That would hurt your credit score. If you had $4,000 in debt and you had $100,000 in credit available on credit cards, your credit score would be stellar. That's going to help your credit score because you have a very low percentage of the credit limit that you have. What I have found, it appears, is that the best mix there, the best number there, is to be somewhere around 18 to 20% of your limit on your debt compared to your limit. So if you have a $1,000 card with a credit card with a credit limit of $1,000, you would want that no more than $200, having a debt on it of $200 to get the optimum credit score. That's just what we've seen. I can't 100% tell you. I've never not read it. I haven't seen the credit bureaus tell us that, but it is what I've seen over the years. That seems to be the number. I've talked to credit repair companies, and that's what they've communicated to me also, because it just appears that that's kind of the way it is. So the amount of debt matters. So how could you do that? Let's say you have you have $4,000 and you have on a $5,000 credit limit card. How could you improve that? One of the ways you can improve it is obviously pay it down, which that can be difficult. Another way to improve it, which has worked miraculously at times, is get more credit cards. I know that sounds weird, but you get additional credit cards with additional limits. So let's take this. If you had a $5,000 limit on a $4,000 and you had $4,000 debt and you got another card with $5,000 limit and $4,000, no debt. Now you have a $10,000 limit with $4,000. Now you're at 40% instead of 80% of the credit limit of the card. That really helps your credit score. And then if you had another one, obviously it lowers it again. Those are things that will really help your credit score. Now I will tell you another thing on all of this in credit. I would not try anything until you talk to somebody who knows what you should do, because a lot of things that we do on credit, we think are going to help our credit score, and in reality, they actually hurt your credit score. And this is an example of that, is the opposite of what I just said. You have credit cards that are out that you have, but you don't use them very often, and so you cancel them. Well, you just lost that credit limit. So if you just canceled $10,000 in credit limit, it's gone now. So now all of a sudden, your debt compared to the limit has gone up and your credit score comes down. I know that makes no sense, but it's how it works. So you just have to be careful when you're doing things like that. And you should always check and make sure what you're doing is the right thing. The next piece is credit age or credit history. And this is, you know, we talked about payment history. Credit history is a little different. It's how long have you had credit. That it matters tremendously how long you've had your credit and your credit, you've had it. If you get somebody who's brand new to credit, maybe they've only had it 6 months, a year, their credit scores will not be as high in the same exact, if they had all the same numbers as somebody who's had it for 10 years. The history matters, and it's 15% of your score. So there, obviously there's not a, if you're brand new to credit, it's hard to get credit history or credit age. However, there are some ways to do that. Let's say you have student loans. One of the nice things about student loans is that as soon as you start paying on a student loan, it starts reporting, but it reports based on when you originally got the loan. So let's say you got the loan the first year you went to college, and 5 years later you start making payments on it. You make that first payment, you now all of a sudden have 5 years of payment history. It helps you immensely with that credit score. So somebody who has never really had much credit, that can be a big boon. Another piece that you can do, another thing that you can do, is if you have somebody who would put you on as a signer on a card. This is one where you can go and usually it's a parent. They have a credit card. Now this is critical on this. You want a credit card, if they have one, they had it for a long time, they've made their payments on time, and they don't have a lot of debt compared to the income or compared to the credit limit. You don't want one that's at, you know, they have $5,000 limit and they owe $6,000 on it and they've had it for 3 months. that won't help your credit score. That will hurt your credit score. So you want it where it has the proper pieces to it that's going to give you the best credit score. And that again, it's 15% of your score. So it's still extremely important, and it does matter greatly on your credit score and how that credit score is going to look, and what it's going to be. The next piece is the account mix. So it's what do you have? And here, the number one thing, the best piece of credit you can have for credit scores is a mortgage. That's going to be your best piece. The next best would be a car loan. And then after that, major credit cards. And when I say major credit cards, I mean like Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, the major cards. Those cards are going to help increase your score if you keep your debt to the credit limit at a good number and you've had them for a while. Those cards will actually help your credit score. So you want that's extremely important to remember that. And if you have any questions on that, just get with me, hardworkingmortgageguide.com. Put in your contact information or get my contact information there and just give me a call. And after the break, we're going to talk about credit inquiries. And also, we're going to talk about the things that can affect your credit score that you'll be somewhat surprised about.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and if you're just joining me, thanks for joining. We've been talking about credit, and the last piece of the credit is your credit inquiries. We talked about your payment history, your amount of debt, the credit history or credit age, and the account mix. And now we're going to talk about the credit inquiries, and this is when you apply for credit. If you apply for credit, and whether it's a car, it's a mortgage, it's a credit card, whatever it is, when you're applying for credit, it shows up on your credit report. And it does hurt your credit score a little bit. A soft pull will tend to hurt your credit score 3 to 5 points. Most, like a mortgage, most of them are soft pulls. Cars, most of them are soft pulls. A hard pull is going to hurt your credit score much more than that 10 or more points. Now, it all comes back. It just takes time to recover. But those soft pulls, any credit inquiry will hurt your credit score. It's why you want to be careful, and you don't want to just go out and apply all over the place for everything. Like when you're in a store, which right now we can't go in, but if you can go in a store and they want to offer you credit and you apply, they are going to run your credit. And when they run your credit, that's going to hurt your credit score for a short period of time. If you do enough of those, it can make a big difference. Even one can do a difference, because it can make, in credit on a mortgage, the difference between a 739 score and a 741 score is not very much, but it changes the options that you have. A 739 most likely is going to have higher cost, minor, but higher cost than a 741. And it can be just very close-knit numbers can make a difference. So we want to control that as much as we can. And so it's best if you don't do just inquiries just to find out. I know that's tempting sometimes when they're offering you 20% off your items, but you're really better off if you can avoid that and not do any more inquiries than you absolutely need to do.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
I could probably do a whole show on this next question. And when we got done, we wouldn't really have an answer, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Jerry and Kim were talking to me, and I'm just using them, but I'll tell you, I probably get this question right now, probably 10, 12 times a day. And the question is, are rates going to go down? What'll happen is, for most people, is they'll want to know what interest rates are. I'll run all the numbers. And right now, they are incredibly low. Incredibly low. Record low. They're that low. That's unbelievable how low they are. And then invariably, when I do this and they're saving, an amazing amount of money, anywhere from, $30, $40, $50 to $300, $400, depending on the size of the loan and, you know, all the things that go into it, they'll say, well, you know, what do you think? Do you think rates are going to go down? And, you know, first off, you have to understand nobody knows. We watch what's going on in the mortgage-backed security bond market. We watch what's going on in the Dow. We watch what the Feds are saying. We watch the reports on inflation and all the economic reports. We look at what's going on throughout the world. There's so many things you got to look at, and then you can kind of make an educated guess on what you think the rates are going to do. But the reality right now is this. These rates are so low, there is very, very little room for them to go down. You know, it's just not a ton of room. But there is a tremendous amount of room for them to go up. The average rate over the last 20 years is like 7.5-8%. I can't remember exactly, but it's up there. And we are substantially lower than that. And the rates are substantially lower than that. So these are incredible rates. I happen to trade options, and the person that mentors me on trading options will tell me, he'll catch me doing kind of the same thing on, you know, yes, these rates are the most incredible rates I've ever seen in my life, but do you think they're going to go down a little bit? And on the options, it's like, well, I've made this much money, you know, should I hold on to it? And he's like, Rick, you know, you can't get greedy. You have to be careful, and just when you get to a point where it's so good that you just take it. He says, you know, pigs get fat. He said, hogs get slaughtered. That's what he tells me. And it's one of those things. Every time I think, that's what I think when somebody's talking to me about it. You know, yes, could rates go down? Absolutely. Could they go up? Yes, absolutely. The one guarantee I'll give you with rates, they will go up, they will go down, but nobody knows 100% what they're going to do. I can also tell you that they are so low right now that it is definitely worth looking at refinancing and, you know, looking at, you know, waiting for them to come down a little bit more. Just in my mind, doesn't seem prudent at this point in time. If you have any questions on rates or you want to talk about a mortgage, you know, go online at hardworkingmortgageguide.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguide.com, and put in your information or pull my contact information and give me a call or send me an email, and we can talk about your situation and how we can help you. Let's move on to the surprising things that can affect your credit score. And these are things that it's just amazing, some of the things. First, and this one can be very irritating, is reporting errors. So your credit report has an error on it, and some of these errors can hurt your credit score. And the unfortunate piece is that 50% of all credit score or credit reports have erroneous information. Most of those things don't affect your credit score, but they're still wrong. Some of them do affect your credit score. So what I would recommend is that you go online and go to annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com. If you go to annualcreditreport.com, this is a site set up by the credit bureaus, mandated by the federal government, and you can pull your credit report for free. They don't give you scores, but you can pull your credit report for free. When you do that, you can see if there's anything on the credit report that is incorrect, and then you can dispute those items with the credit bureau and get those taken off. If you're already in process on a mortgage, and we find something like that, then we can work on it with you on our own credit report. But you know, if you're just going through normal process, this is the easiest way to do that. That's annualcreditreport.com. Just check it. Once a year, you can check your report for free. You can pay to have the credit scores, but again, credit scores aren't that, if you don't need them, there's no reason to pay for them. The other piece is when you pull a credit report yourself, it is a self-pull. It is not going to be the same credit score as a car dealer will get or as a mortgage lender will get. A car dealer normally pulls one credit score and they just get the one, and it's rated for a car. It's rated to buy a car. It's rated for a car loan. When we pull it for a mortgage, it's rated for a mortgage, and that'll tend to be the lowest scores that you get is rated for a mortgage because it's the highest risk. And then, you know, credit cards will have a different credit score.
but it's definitely worth you going to annualcreditreport.com to look at that. If you do find an error on any one of your credit reports, you dispute it with the credit bureau, and you make sure you report that error. And if there's multiple errors, you need to dispute each one separately. That's kind of the key. You can't dispute all of them at the same time. You can go to the bureaus, you can dispute them, and you dispute each one separately so that they investigate each one separately. And then when they find that they're in error, they'll take them off. If they aren't in error, they're going to leave them on. But you do want to dispute those. You want to dispute them in advance enough to get them taken care of before you apply for credit. Otherwise, it shows up on the credit bureau as a dispute and can create some other issues when you're trying to finance. You know, this is one that's a really surprising one, but a parking ticket can affect your credit score. And the way that it would affect it is if it you don't pay it. And if you don't pay it, the city could turn it into collections. And if it goes into collections, it's considered an outstanding debt. Most collection bureaus will report it to the credit bureau. And then it's going to hurt your credit score because it's a negative credit on your score. Many times some people will tell me, I have no credit. And when we pull credit, most of the time they have credit. It's just things like this that have done nothing but hurt their score. And so we have to help, you know, fix that and get them down the right direction. Another piece, a utility bill, and it's very similar to a parking ticket. If it goes unpaid, and because they don't report it to the bureau when you're paying it, which is kind of unfortunate. They don't report it and say, oh, you're getting, you know, you're making good payments. This is helping your credit score. But if you don't pay it, then they sell that debt to a third-party debt collector, just like they do with a parking ticket. And that debt collector, most of them are going to report it to the credit bureaus, and then you're going to have a negative report on your credit bureau, and that's going to hurt your credit scores. Medical bills, that's another one that can affect your credit score. However, it used to affect it much more than it does today. And the reason is because the government came out, and there was because of a settlement in 2014 between the three major bureaus and 31 state attorney generals, so it's the states, 31, that since 2019, medical debt is no longer reported until 180 days after it incurred. So if you have something late on a medical bill, they won't report it for 180 days. And that is because, I believe, many times the medical bills weren't getting to people in a timely fashion. And so those things were being reported late when you never actually got a bill. You didn't even know you owed it. And I will say many times that's what I hear from somebody when they have a debt that has been reported to the collection bureau and is now on a credit, you know, now in their credit report, and it's now showing that they were late. It's almost always because the person didn't see the debt. They didn't know they had it. They moved and the you know, cable company sent the bill to the wrong place, you know, the old house, and didn't send it to the new house, or didn't put down that they had returned their equipment or whatever it happens to be. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have something negative on your credit report. So you want to make sure that doesn't happen. So, you know, if you leave a house, you just want to, you know, you move, you just want to make sure that whoever your cable and whoever was doing anything that you were, you know, purchasing at that home, that all the bill is paid, so it doesn't go on your credit report and doesn't hurt your credit report. Back to the medical billing, you know, again, it's not going to affect you right away. It tends to be something that is somewhat on a mortgage. Not that it isn't looked at, we somewhat disregard it to a point. If it's big enough, then it'll be required to be paid. But it's, as far as affecting your credit score, it doesn't tend to affect it as much as it used to. Now, another one that's kind of surprising for most people is unpaid child support. Child support is considered a debt. And since it's considered a debt, if you don't pay it, it could be reported to the credit bureaus by either the municipality or an agency that they've sold it to for the collection. So you just want to make sure, you know, that's another one that can be on there. And it's also unpaid child support makes it very hard to get a loan. So you want to make sure that you're able to pay, you know, that you're paying that. Paying off a loan. So this one is another weird one. You know, you'd think you pay off a loan, your credit score would go up. If I pay off this loan, my credit score should be higher. That's not necessarily the case. If you pay off an auto loan, now that one is no longer on the books. It's no longer on the credit bureau. And because it's no longer there, after a while, it no longer is helping your credit score, and it starts to hurt your credit score because you don't have a car loan anymore. So just be aware of that. I'm not saying go out and buy a car so you have a car loan so you have better credit. I'm just saying just be aware that when you pay off your car, that it could actually negatively affect your credit score. It doesn't immediately, but it can over time because you no longer have that debt. One of the things that there are people out there that will tell you, you know, pay off all your debt, have no debt. And that can be a great thing. The problem is if you don't have any debt, you don't have any credit. And if you don't have any credit, you can't buy something on credit. So be very careful paying off all your debt. If you eventually want to buy a house or a car and you want to pay for that and you don't want to pay cash, you want to finance it, you need to make sure you keep some debt. I understand why they tell you to pay it all off because they don't want you to build it up. But if you don't have some debt, you'll have no credit scores. That's very important. So that's about paying off those loans. Be careful on that. And again, talk to me if you have any questions on that. Closing a credit card, kind of the same thing. If you close a credit card, you lose that credit limit. So let's say you didn't know anything. You have a $5,000 limit. You lose that limit. It changes your outstanding debt compared to your limit. And that can hurt your credit score. You know, applying for an insurance policy, and the reason that can hurt your credit score, I know you wouldn't think it would, but they run credit, and it's a hard inquiry. And when they run credit, it affects your score. As we talked before, a credit inquiry is going to hurt your score. Getting on a new cell phone plan, another reason, that's another piece that can affect your credit score for the same reason. It's a hard inquiry on your credit report. Hard inquiries on your credit report hurt your score, and they tend to hurt it somewhere in the 10 or more point range. Now, another one, not your taxes, is totally up to Uncle Sam and whether they report it or not. And they report it as a federal tax lien against you. And these liens can be serious and can do serious damage to your credit score. So you really want to be careful on not paying your taxes, or having them go to putting them on your credit report. If you can set up payment plans and do all kinds of things to keep that from happening, I believe you'd need to talk to somebody at the IRS. But from what I understand, that's the case. You know, to forget to pay your rent again, you know, landlords don't normally report you to the credit bureau, but if you don't pay your rent, they could report you, or it could go to a debt collector who reports you. And then all of a sudden, now you have a negative on your credit report. And it's kind of like not paying your mortgage when you don't pay your rent. It really negatively affects your credit score. Another surprising one is an old gym membership. You know, we forget we have a gym, we're going to the gym, we quit going and we quit making payments and we didn't cancel our membership. And all of a sudden, you have debt, this that you haven't paid, they turned it into collections, and now you've got some negative reporting on your credit report. So you want to avoid doing that. These are all things I've seen, so you just got to be careful of it. Bank overdrafts, another one. You know, you have overdraft protection, and everything looks great, but if you don't resolve that overage, you could wind up hurting your credit score because they could report you to the credit bureau because you haven't corrected the overdraft. Requesting a credit line increase or credit limit increase. Again, this is because when that happens, they do a credit inquiry and you now have a new credit inquiry. And as we've talked, that hurts your credit score. And the last one, which is most amazing to me, is a CD or certificate of deposit and is a savings, you know, if you open a CD. And so they could pull your credit, and oddly enough, that could hurt your credit score. We have ways to help you through a mortgage. I can run the numbers and give you some, you know, what you need to do to improve your credit score. So if you have any credit issues, or if you're just close to one credit area to another and you need it up to get a better rate, we can talk about that. I can certainly get you the items that you need that would needed to be to get that credit score up. If you have any questions, or want to talk about anything with mortgages or your credit, please give me, just go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And you can give, just put your information in there or call me or email me from my contact information there, and I'll get back with you. And we will talk about any of the issues that you would like to talk about. Again, at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend.